Hi, this is Mike McNamara, and you're listening to All Marine Radio on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
Thanksgiving to everybody on Monday, yeah. Big week, Thanksgiving, the great family holiday. That's right. So happy Thanksgiving out there to everybody. Hope you're not sure what everybody has planned in this year of epidemics, but whatever you have planned, hope you have a great week. I'm having Thanksgiving dinner here. Making it dinner for the girls. That's right. And I have to tell you, man, I have Thanksgiving game. No shit, man. So let me give you the secret to having Thanksgiving game. The gravy. And actually, the chef's going to be on this morning. How about that shit? Hey, the chef, what's up? The chef will be on for an hour tomorrow. And we'll talk Thanksgiving. So that's important. But this morning, he's going to talk about brining your bird. Okay, now some people do, some people don't. I've never done it. And I'm going to do it this year. Catherine cast a jaundiced eye at me last night, my oldest daughter. Catherine. So I'm out in the garage. I have to tell you about my weekend. I had this very cool weekend. Anyway, so whenever I do post-traumatic winning like I did last week, right, it's kind of like nonstop. Like I do it virtually all day. And then I have all these incredible experiences with all these people that are miracles. No shit. They're straight up miracles. They shouldn't be, certainly not be productive members of our culture. They have every reason not to be, yet they are. Okay? Yet they are. And it's just crazy. So, and I meet them all the time. And they're in such a fucked up place. Right? And they've sat through the class. And now they know that there's a path for them. And they're so fucking geeked, right? They're so fucking geeked. And, you know, but they're not sure and blah, blah, and they're kind of nervous to talk about it. So I go through that with all these people. And it's this incredible high, right? And you heard, if you listen live, you heard it last week. If you were waiting for me to post something, you didn't hear shit, okay? So anyhow, and I'll get to that this week. I'll roll all that up and put it in a couple shows. But anyway, and then today we'll get up. And so that's a lot of shit, right? That's a lot. There's emails and text messages, and some of these things that they've been through are terrible. So you're trying to tease them down a path. And so there's a bit of nurturing that goes on. But it's this incredible high, and then you're really tired. So Saturday I was going to sleep and catch up on and rest, but I couldn't, right? So I don't know how it got on my radar, but it did. I saw this song or heard it, okay? It's Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, right? This song, right? And I don't know how I bumped into it.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling.
So it appeals to my ear, right? It's a cool song. I saw the movie. And I think Colleen and I watched the movie. And I liked the movie. I was impressed with Lady Gaga, right? Because I thought she was a bit of a kook. But so then, this is her.
Tell me something, boy.
So I then happened to see the video of this song that they perform at the Oscars. And it's awesome. You would swear to God, they're like, and everybody had the same reaction, right? They're in love. And so then I see her on, I see that. And I'm like, wow, they like ripped the shit out of that, right? When they performed it. So then I think it was, what's today, Monday? So it was, I think it was Saturday. I'd worked most of the day on post-traumatic winning, the presentation and refining stuff and things like that, which is normal. And then I go out and I'm like, Colleen, let's watch Star is Born. So she's like, all right. So we're going to watch it. And so I started screwing around. She said, let's watch it at 9. So I'm screwing around. And I see Lady Gaga being interviewed by Jimmy Kimmel. And so it's after she's won the Academy Award for, I think, best score or song or something like that. So she has the Oscar and she's on the show. She's like totally different human being than I envisioned, right? She's this grown-up, mature artist, professional, heart, and the thing she says in her acceptance speech is, if you work hard, you can do anything. And I'm like, whoa, she's singing my song right there. Put your nose down, get after it. Now, if you talk to my kids, they'll tell you one of my least ingratiating qualities, I consider it a strength, but they do not, as their father, is that I can listen to the same song for days. Literally. Something in it appeals to me, and I kind of get lost in the music. Right? And so they hate it. Colleen has a capacity for it. My other kids think it's like ridiculous. It's another song from the soundtrack.
Burning in your eyes, you look at me, babe.
So in the interview with Jimmy Kimmel, she says, you know, so this her them performing at the Academy Awards, if you watch it, it's like, whoa, the whole thing is like, whoa, look at that. The whole way it's shot and everything. And then she says, you know, Bradley directed that. And I didn't know he directed the movie, too. And she said, you know, nobody really tells me how to be on stage except for him. okay? I knew he would have the whole thing laid out. Every shot, every bit of that, to include the lights being up on the audience and the way we were together and all that, the angles and all that, is all him. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't know that. So now I go looking for another interview to because I want to. I'm curious now about him. And I see, I can't even remember, the guy's name's Cagle, and he does interviews for People Magazine. Right, and so it's Lady Gaga, her name is Stephanie, right, and Bradley Cooper sitting there, and they're like totally not what you would expect. They're these professionals, you know, very understated, he talking about storytelling, and now he's, that's what I do, right? When I do post-traumatic winning, I tell a story for between, somewhere between 2.5 and 4 hours. Depending on the version that somebody wants. And what's amazing is to see how people sit through it and listen to it and are moved by it. So I'm a story. So so he starts talking about having a perspective, and that's how he knew he wanted to direct. And he starts talking about perspective and storytelling. And then he says, so, you know, I want them to either be introspective, I want them to act, I want them to reflect. And I'm like, whoa, he's speaking my language. Bradley Cooper, my fucking dog, right? So now I'm like totally into this interview, watching this interview. And then the nuanced way he talks about delivering a story is what I do, right? The powerful small things you put in, the inflection in your voice, the way you transition, the way you use humor, all designed to be able to help you reach into their chest cavity, squeeze their heart, leave scar tissue, and then release it, and then move on to the next thing. And that's what post-traumatic winning is, over and over and over throughout these several hours. Designed at the end of this so that they will connect the fact that there is a path that they could walk down. There is no shit, a path that exists for them through all of this shit. That they can believe that they can take to the bank so that their hope is replaced, right, by certainty. You don't have to hope anymore that you can get through this. You can know that you can get through this without a doubt in your mind that you can get through this with certainty. I know that. I can take that to the bank. And that, you know, so when you only have hope, I hope this gets better. You know, I don't know how, but I just hope it does. Are you more apt to confront the truth about what you have to do? No, most people run from the truth. Why? Because the truth is just more bad news into a sea of, I don't know if I can fucking get through this. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I hope I will. Right? And so the storytelling is the vehicle to move, right? In this case, Bradley Cooper uses film. Right? He said, and so at the end of it, it's not just a movie. It's you are drawn into this idea that moves you and changes the way, possibly, that you live your life. So now he starts talking about that, and I'm like, so then I want to talk to Stacy Falzerano about the book. So I send her a text. Are you artistic? Because I'm not. I never considered myself artistic, right? And she says, not a bit. And I said, she's like me then. Because I didn't think I was artistic because I sucked at art. I couldn't draw. I mean, you know when you're in grammar school and you do art every fucking day? You know, they have to do something with you all day. So you have art class. Construction paper. I sucked at all that stuff. I was pretty good at cutting stuff with scissors and stuff. But in terms of, I didn't understand creativity. I didn't understand art, and I linked creativity to art, and I was bad at art, so I must not be creative. Then I find in my life I'm incredibly creative, right? And so I asked her, are you creative? She said yes. And I think creativity, there's an element of knowledge, right, where you learn things, right? And then you have enough knowledge where you begin to hypothesize things. Well, if this is true and this is true, then why isn't this true? If this is true and this is true, why isn't this taught like this? Okay, you follow me? So I call, so we exchange texts, and then I just hit the little phone icon button. And she's like, Mac, how are you? I said, Happy Thanksgiving. So we start talking. And I said, I'm going to send you some links. I'm Bradley Cooper, and you're Lady Gaga, okay, on this book. This book is this choreographed, deliberate piece of art that is going to change lives all over the world. I know that. And you want to know how I know it? And she's like, whoa, what are you on today? And I said, no, I know this for a fact because I see it all the time, right? It started for me with Luke Weichel in Huntsville, Alabama. The first person that I ever went down this path with, when I told him, man, you got to stop drinking. And he said, I know. And I said, no, I don't fucking mean it like that, man. And then I gave him an order to stop drinking, fully expecting him to tell me to fuck off. But, you know, he's not a good dude. Luke is a great guy. But he was lost, right? He was lost in this darkness that I had spent so much time in my life. But people had showed me, and I had learned a path through it. But I didn't understand the full path. And so by touching Luke's life, I changed my own life. But that hadn't happened yet. My life hadn't been changed yet. I was just working on changing him. And then Libby door kicks my life and tells me, you don't understand what you did. And she teaches me what it is to give this, right? And now that's what I do, right? And so when I spend a week like last week and I see the power of it. I mean, think about this. 4 fucking hours they sit through it last week. And they come up afterwards and there's tears in their eyes. And so I tell Stacy, there's no doubt in my mind what's going to happen. I've been doing this for almost 2 years, presenting it. I've been down this road for 4.5. I know what the fuck's going to happen. There is no doubt. This book is going to blow the fuck up. She's like, oh my God. Oh my God. I said, no. You're Lady Gaga. I'm Bradley Cooper. And we're going to tell the story, right, with the nuance that it takes to leave people in tears, to move them, but most importantly, to leave no doubt in their mind that this path is something that's real, that they can walk and that they can do. And once you walk it, you can then turn around and go get somebody else and you can be their guide. She's like, I'm all in, man. I said, all right. So then we talked about Thanksgiving and stuff like that. So I can't tell you how geeked I am today. I get to do post-traumatic winning again this afternoon. Yeah, going down to Camp Pendleton with 3-5. And I'm fired up as fuck to do it too, because the yo-yos that woke me up at 3:13 about a month ago, they're going to be a part of it. They're going to speak at the end. Right? So I'll do my thing. And then they will, right? They'll hop up and they'll say, hey, man. They'll introduce themselves and say, we sat through this shit a month ago. Fucking shit's legit. And then we're gonna probably announce that we'll do a Zoom call one of these evenings. Right, and they'll be a part of it. Anybody who's like us, right? Anybody's like us, you're welcome. But you know, we're some of the people Max talks about in his class. And then at the end of it, I will say, these two dudes are straight up miracles, man. There's no way they should be here today. And I want you to know that there's a path for you forever to get through this shit. So, yeah, my weekend, my Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, you know, weekend. Yeah, no. And then I'm listening, okay. So now I actually, in the course of listening to this song, like, all weekend, I then start listening to the lyrics. You know what this song's about? It's about somebody who's lost. Life has kicked their ass. So I'm watching the Bradley Cooper interview, and he said, so the guy says, so what is A Star Is Born about? He says, it's about trauma. What? Ice cream. Colin and I are watching Ice Cream. Holy fuck.
Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling.
Is there something you're searching for? I'm falling.
In all the good times, I find myself longing for change.
Longing for change.
And in the bad times, I fear myself.
And in the bad times, I fear myself, right? And I'm listening to this now, I'm like, they're singing to me.
Tell me something, boy.
And she sings it back to him.
Aren't you tired trying to fill that void?
Trying to fill that empty void, right?
Or do you need more?
Fuck yes, I need more.
Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore?
Hardcore, that's us, man. That's my tribe. We are the fucking Marine Corps. Your Corps, my Corps, hardcore Marine Corps, right? Right? And I'm like, I love that word is in that fucking song, right? Right? That word, hardcore, right? Let me play that little thing to you.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change.
Longing for change, right?
And in the bad times, I fear myself.
And in the bad times, I fear myself, right? I mean, what's going to happen to me? How do I get through this, right? I don't know, right? I don't know. And that's the incredible power of what I've learned, right, about the fourth path, the path of post-traumatic winning, right? Right? Is that I can replace that, right? I fear myself. I don't – the uncertainty, the blackness – I can replace that with certainty. The fact, so you will know. You will know. And that path is built through goodness, right? Through giving, through selflessness. Once you embrace these truths. So I'm like spiraling into this song, right? And with all that I know and all that I've learned and looking to the future, and I can't tell you how exciting and excited I am to be able to bring something to people that other people have taught me, to know the power that lies in it, right? The power that is that path that you can get through that, right? These are the fucking rules, though, you know, because life isn't intentions-based. You can't think this shit. You got to fucking do it, man. You've got to fucking do it. And if you do it, right, this is what's waiting for you. This beautiful fucking place of post-traumatic winning, right? That you can live an absolutely incredible life, not a good life, after this shit comes into your life. And And I mean, and I'm living proof of it. And I see all these other people do it that I show how to do it. And that's why my life is so fucking cool, man. And you've heard me say, now I'm the coolest motherfucker I know. Because of this experience, right? Because of this experience. Tell me something, girl. If you watch this video, right, of them at the Academy Awards, and if you haven't seen it, watch it. You know, and first of all, Bradley Cooper directs it. It's all, I mean, he rips it, but he walks right out of this audience, right? And in the video, I mean, his vocals right at the start, that's not easy to do from the start, right? To just like straight up fucking rip it. And he does. Listen to this.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world?
So anyway, no, I mean, I live an incredible life because of all the stuff people have taught me. And I can't tell you how excited I mean, the things that I'm working on now, over the next couple of weeks, I will film a version of Post-Traumatic Winning. I've narrated a version, but it won't be nearly as good as the filmed edition. And so that's exciting. And then, you know, and then once I get that done and edited and whatnot, then it'll be back to the book. And then once the book is done, I believe that this thing will... It'll rip this country a new asshole. And I say that in an extremely positive way, that it'll be so many people will have the opportunity, right? And again, you know, I think, you know, so much of therapy is bullshit. You know, I honestly do. I see that and I hear that all the time. They had me hold these rocks, and they kept asking me, how does this make you feel? That's not what the majority of us need. The majority of us don't have a serious mental illness. The majority of us are just struggling because we've got our asses kicked by life. And nobody gives you a set of rules and say, yo, if you fucking do this, you can go there. What? Yes. No, look at me. Look me straight in the face. If you do this, you'll go there. I guarantee you. And when it's somebody who has that kind of credibility with you, so think about that. The power of post-traumatic winning, as I begin to experience it in 1993, is this. Somebody who I knew would die for me, literally, would give their life for me. My company, Gunny, Lance Y, he would have died for me. I know that. I mean, he's just a great guy and a great Marine. When he walks up to you and says, you know you're never going to get over this, and there's nothing wrong with you when you struggle, you take that shit to the bank, right? You do. You don't question it. I didn't. Because he would never, ever, ever lie to me, ever. Right? Well, he might lie to me about some shit, but, you know, about something my Marine stole or something else that went wrong. He might, and I won't call it lying. He would be selective with the truth. But this kind of stuff, never in a million years. You put a gun in his mouth and say, go lie to McNamara and say, sorry, pull the trigger, motherfucker. I mean, that's it. And when you use your credibility and you look somebody straight in the face and you say, hey, I want you to meet somebody. I want you to talk to this person. It's crazy. Absolutely, positively fucking crazy. What happens next? And that opens that door. And then you, as if you listen to this program, you've heard all these truths that are post-traumatic winning. Those truths, nobody's going to ask you to hold a fucking rock. Right? Like, what the fuck, man? You want me to do what? Mac, hold these rocks. No, that's probably not a good thing. Because if I get angry, I might do something stupid with the rocks, like throw them through a window, smash your painting over there, or even worse, bounce one off one of your fucking, bounce one of these rocks off your fucking dome. Okay, so why don't you hold on to the rocks? Why don't you, there's a better idea. You hold on to the rock and do whatever you do with those things, okay? So when somebody does that and then you see these truths, there's nothing that pushes you away that you look at and say, that's bullshit. And they look at you and tell you one of the things you've been raised with in our Judeo-Christian culture, and that is giving. When you give this stuff, when you touch the lives of others, and you know that, right? And that's my whole thing. The truth lands with a thud and needs no salesman. You know that's true. That if you do these things, right, it'll change your life. You instinctively know that. And then you imagine being able to do that for somebody else, and you're like, whoa. How did these chucklehead Marines figure this shit out? Because we're smart. We're smart. All right. I'm getting emails now. Dude, what are you smoking this morning?
I don't need
any. Can you imagine taking this drug all the time like I take it? It's, yeah. And so, and let me tell you what's going to happen today. My day's going to get better. So I'm going to go down there. I'll set up for post-traumatic winning. I'll go get a haircut in San Clemente on my way down to the base. And then I'm going to watch these two guys who called me at 3:13 in the morning stand up for the first time in their lives in front of other Marines and talk about their experience. I'm going to watch them get their lives fucking changed. Like I'm their father. And I feel like that. You know, I'm not. I kind of am. And now I'm going to watch them stand up like I watched Matt Kiker stand up, like I watched Parker stand up and other people that have stood up and introduced this thing and been a part of it. And they get their lives fundamentally changed. And then guess what happens? They go change other people's lives. And that's my life. And there's no reason that anybody can't do what I do because none of this. But again, I don't. Why is it so hard? I'm not exactly fucking sure, but I don't really give a shit anymore. Because Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are going to change this shit. So, yeah, Stacey Falzerano, if you're listening this morning, yeah, don't screw it up. So, good morning to you on this Monday. I'm moderately geeked. No, I'm fired up. I'm fired up about life, right? I am.
You're searching for, I'm fully.
Literally, all weekend.
In all the
lost in this song, lost in the opportunity to change the lives of other people, lost in what other people have taught me and how fortunate I've been through all of the things that have happened to me. Yeah. And so when I listen to this music, that's what I'm lost in. And so when my kids think it's a song, it's not.
Tell me something, boy.
I'm in that whole fucking world. So anyway, let me tell you what's going to happen on the show today. The chef's going to join us here in about 5 minutes, and we're going to talk about brining. And then after that, the Mensa brothers are going to join me. Yeah, I know. Everybody pissed off. They didn't get to hear their boys last week, so you will hear them this morning. And then what am I doing tomorrow? Then the chef comes on tomorrow to talk. So the chef today is going to talk about brining for about, I think, 20 minutes. Then we'll do that. And then after that, then the Mensa brothers will join me. And so that will be interesting. I'll tease it a little bit. Will Costantini might have COVID. Yeah, so we talk about that. So he gets our medical advice. Which is always good. And then tomorrow the chef will join me for an hour and we'll talk about the chef gets to party too, right? And what are the things that you can do on Tuesday and Wednesday so that the chef is like leading the party instead of slaving in the kitchen, right? And let me tell you, and even today, don't touch that dial. Kim gives great advice. Things like backup gravy, things like if you're going to, experiment with side dishes, how to do that and not screw up Thanksgiving so everybody goes home saying, that sucked, man. Exactly. So Kim will give you advice about how to do that. And then he'll come back tomorrow. And then Wednesday, I'm not sure. Wednesday might be one of those days where I do like little 10-minute talks with a whole bunch of people. All these people that, you know, that I've met and I want you to meet. And some people you've already met. We'll check back in. Like maybe Matt Kiker, maybe Libby, maybe Luke Parker. All these people that you've heard. General Furness. I might just do like 5-minute interviews with people and throw all that shit up there. As you know, I mean, because I have so much to be thankful for in my life and the opportunity I have in front of me and just the daily thing that has become my life. So with all that said, the United States Marine Corps Band makes this morning official. Good morning to you. What happens when you don't take loop the same song off. And this dedicated to Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. No, who I spent the week with. It was nice hanging out with you, Stephanie and Brad. But I'll post the links in this hour and check out the interviews. He's nothing like I thought he would be. Extremely soft-spoken in the interview. Just a deep thinker, right? And, you know, trying to explain this craft of storytelling that he believes so much in, that he loves so much. So this is dedicated to them, who I spent the weekend with. So pretty cool.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
That is so funny, man. That makes me laugh every time I hear it.
We are executing.
And I've heard it literally hundreds of times.
Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Time to check the weather, and then the chef will join us. We'll talk about brining, and then the Mensa brothers will join us, and we'll talk about Tarawa, the anniversary this week of that battle in Marine Corps history. We'll talk about politics a little bit. We'll talk about Will's COVID. Maybe he's being tested, but he's got some symptoms. So the weather. Currently, it is sunny and 52 in Quantico. Down the coast at Camp Lejeune, it is partly sunny and 66. 29 Palms, it is sunny and 59. Camp Pendleton, cloudy and 55. Camp Smith in Hawaii, dark, cloudy and 72. Okinawa, dark, cloudy, 69. Down under in Darwin, it is dark, cloudy and 80 in Norway. Days getting shorter, dark, cloudy at 40. Currently at the home of All Marine Radio, Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area of Southern California. It is cloudy and 59. We're headed for a high today of 64 today, 67 tomorrow, 66 on Wednesday, 69 on Thanksgiving. And 70 on Black Friday. Is that what we call that thing? So, that is a look at your weather. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. El Chef Bo will join us as we continue a Monday edition of All Marine Radio right here on your home for it. The one and only All Warrior Radio Network.